The Guardian.
Support for this Guardian podcast comes from Squarespace, providing creative tools that help you bring your ideas to life. Squarespace offers free domain names, customizable designs, and 24/7 support. Go to squarespace.com and use the offer code Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello, I'm John Plunkett, and welcome to the annual Media Talk Quizmas special. They said it couldn't happen twice. They were wrong. We have four contestants ready to do battle over the year's media news, from the highs of Breaking Bad and Broadchurch to the lows of those BBC severance payoffs and anything to do with digital radio. Who will win? Who will eat the last mince pie? Stay tuned to find out. Joining me for some fulsome festive frolics are writer and broadcaster Sam Delaney, The Guardian.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Merry Christmas to you. Already in the festive spirit. Yeah. The Guardian's TV and radio editor, Rebecca Nicholson.
Hello.
Former Observer media editor turned Powers Court PR, James Robinson.
Good to be back.
And last but not least, Liz Howell, director of broadcasting at City University. Welcome all.
Welcome me, yes.
Well, first up, just to ease your way in, I just want to check, people, what's on the top of your Christmas wish list? It hasn't got to be media related, but it is media talk.
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Well,
anyone
will do.
Blended, single?
Bottle of Bells would be fine. If you can stretch to a single malt, the more's the better.
James,
I do need a TV, you know, and a very nice, massive. What's the biggest TV you can get? What is it, 72 inches?
Yeah, 72.
That'll do.
It's more. Yeah, I was going to do a terrible name drop then, but I'm not going to.
Go on.
Were you around Puff Daddy's house and he had a 100-foot wide telly?
If only it was that good. I was on Richard Bacon's show last week.
He started talking about his telly,
and he claims that his telly is 100 inches and goes up into the ceiling. That's ridiculous.
Was he pouring you a Bellini at the time and leaning over you in a provocative manner?
That's what they all say.
He's the only man I know who presents every radio show in a smoking jacket.
Well, Richard, if you're listening, do invite us around to see your big telly. Right, it is a quiz, so I should probably ask a proper question. And we're going to start off this week, you'll be glad to know, with the ever-popular TV ratings round.
Hurrah!
Thank you very much. Right, I've got three shows here. And I should say also, we've got two teams, just to give it an element of competition. So in case you didn't know, the two teams are James and Liz, to my right. And to my left are Rebecca and Sam.
Do we need team names like the princess?
Would you like to come up with a team name?
Febreze.
Right, Febreze over there. And yeah. You chaps' team name?
James and Liz.
James and Liz.
What about the J-Row All-Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Slightly self-obsessed. But
I just thought...
Who made you captain?
I didn't realise I said that out loud. Sorry.
Right, both teams. I've got three shows here, and your task is to put them in order of overnight audiences from lowest to highest. And the shows are Broadchurch, The Great British Bake Off, and The X Factor. So I'm going to start with Febreze. So Broadchurch, Great British Bake Off, or The X Factor? It's lowest to highest.
What do you think?
I reckon X Factor might be lowest.
Do you think it's lowest, though?
Or is it trick? Is it a double trick?
I think
trick?
It might be. It hasn't been great this year, has it? But
it's been low, but maybe they're trying to lure us into saying that's us. All right.
How did Bake Off do? I think.
Well,
Broadchurch
I assume big. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I should know this.
You should know.
Yeah, I should know.
I'll switching off.
I'd say Broadchurch, Bake Off, X Factor.
That's what we're saying.
Right, Broadchurch, Bake Off, X Factor, and J-Row All-Stars?
After a consultation amongst the All-Stars, we've we've come up with the following. X Factor, even though it had a bad year, we're saying X Factor first, then Broadchurch, then Bake Off. Because after all, Bake Off is on BBC Two, isn't it, at this point today?
We don't think it did as well as you might have thought it did.
Right, okay, well, so the lowest rating was Bake Off with 8.4 million. So All Stars got that right. The second was Broadchurch, 8.7 million. And the top was X Factor with 9.6 million.
Oh, that was a trick.
So there you go.
Never in doubt.
1 point to the J-Row All Stars there.
Can't we have more than one point?
Look at that. That's three points, isn't it?
Let's not get greedy.
You got it entirely wrong.
Well, it's going well. It can only get worse from now on.
Stay optimistic.
Next question is from our mystery guest, who is all the way from Australia. That's
Rupert
right.
Murdoch.
Hello, it's Vicky Frost. We all know the anniversary Doctor Who special was shown in 3D, but which other D almost ruined the day of the Doctor?
So which other D almost ruined the day of the Doctor?
I don't know why, because I do know Vicky Frost, but I expected her to have an Australian accent.
She's not been there that long.
It's been a year, maybe.
Maybe she was trying very hard to sound English. Any thoughts? Was it Dalek? No.
Well, I mean, that's the obvious answer. Anything beginning with D. But
can't do
someone
this.
Gave something away.
It wasn't actually in the main Doctor Who show, but it was a spin-off show.
One Direction.
Tell us.
Yeah, we should high five.
This was the disastrous
back on track.
Disastrous live link up with Zoe Ball on the BBC Three spin-off show. Did you chaps see it? I'm guessing.
Did they swear?
The sound was just on, the time difference was...
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute. I hear producer Matt says, we can hear a clip.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
As we go live to LA and speak exclusively to Louis and Niall and the guys from One Direction, there they are, it's Louis and Niall!
What's up, boys?
Live to LA and speak exclusively to Louis and Niall and the guys from One Direction, there they are, it's Louis and Niall! There's a 15-minute delay, but it's all going to be fine. To Louis and Niall. Wherever you want. Boys, firstly,
world's,
how's it going?
World's worst TV. We're going to play that clip between every round.
On the podcast, if anything.
We're going to play that over and over again just to make us look professional. Yeah. Poor Stephen Moffat, who I get the impression is not always over enthusiastic. Rebecca, you might have seen him at a few things. With these kind of press junkets, but with this one, he's, you know, head in his hands. The poor man.
Yeah.
All that work. 50 years of Doctor Who.
I actually met him at the Edinburgh TV Festival this
Richard
summer.
Bacon, Stephen Moffat. List of friends.
We should do a name dropping
bingo, shouldn't we?
But no, I managed to say was hello, and he just gave me a look and walked off.
Withering look.
Yeah. Right, well, so that's it's 1 point each now for Breeze, back in the hunt. Yep. Question number three. It's time for BBC Expenses Bingo. I tell you the payoff, and you tell me who got it. Okay. Sam's looking enthusiastic about this round. First up, clickety-click, it's £949,000 plus £73,000 for unused holiday. Buzz when you think you know the answer.
Yentov.
Hang on a minute.
Yentov.
What's his buzzing thing?
For BBC.
Byford.
It was Mr. Mark Byford.
Well, he should have done.
This was, of course, Mr. Mark Byford. This is my Have I Got News You impression. Yes, it was, of course, Mr. Mark Byford, who left the BBC with a payoff just over £1 million. He's not going to give
suggestions.
It back. So Yentop's still with the BBC. He's got two jobs at the BBC.
Of course he has.
Number two. 1,000 Fat Ladies, it's £470,000.
Yeah, we're buzzing. But what is our buzzing noise?
Whatever
buzz,
you like.
Buzz.
Okay.
Probably because it's probably James Robinson, isn't it?
No.
Over and over again.
There's a siren, if I could do a siren.
Your answer, please.
Sharon Bailey.
No.
Ah!
Going to hand it over to Fabrice.
Don't know.
Alan Yentob.
Yeah. Here's a clue. He was 54 days in the job.
George Entwistle.
George Entwistle. Yeah, that's one to the J-Row All-Stars.
That song that kept going.
We got it wrong.
Barbara Streisand.
Well, you got it right.
We should record that. Alan Yentob.
We didn't consult widely on that one, did we? Sorry.
Don't worry, you're the boss.
Yeah.
I like it here.
So it's 1 point to the All-Stars. And question number three in this round, or no, subclause three of question number four, six, part B. Who paid back their £376,000 handout after the process for approving it was found to be seriously deficient? Buzz, if you think you know it. Which BBC exec gave his handout back? It was a back handout.
We think.
Buzz.
Yep. J-Row All-Stars.
Rowley Keating.
Rowley Keating it was indeed, yeah. Another point to the All-Stars.
Come on. Media knowledge.
Right.
This is where it pays in about all the boring stuff about media and none of the interesting bits.
We know too much about chaos.
A weak point for us.
Media talk, the place for all the boring bits in the media. Yeah. Thanks, James. Yeah, we'll use that on the strap line. But finally, this TV round, here's another regular from Media Talk who's got another celebrity guest question for you. Who is it this time, producer Matt?
Hello, I'm Lisa Campbell, editor of Broadcast Magazine, and I have a TV question for you. Not very festive, but I would like to know how many people were killed exactly on BBC Two's The Fall.
Oh, so good. Full of festive cheer.
Blimey.
How many people bit the dust?
I was worried about where that question
Mind you,
was
Lisa
going.
Is no longer the editor of Broadcast for listeners listening to this in the future, which they will be.
Give us that breaking news, Sam.
She is.
Is she the director of the Edinburgh Television Festival? I saw her tweet just hours ago.
She is, yeah.
I saw
exciting.
It too. Yeah. Well so done, Lisa.
Her question is no less valid.
For that reason, I refuse to answer.
I think you're right.
Really
I think we should void the question.
Yeah.
Because effectively, you're lying to your listeners.
Rebecca and Fabrice, what do you think? Feel free to pluck a number out the air. It's more
I'm
than zero,
go for five.
Fewer than ten.
So it was the first one.
The second one, the third one, the fourth one, and then the fifth one.
Yeah.
We're going to go for four, just to be different.
Yeah, four.
Fabrice, five, J-Row All-Star.
Four.
And the answer is, well, discounting historical murders, which producer Matt advises me to do.
Oh, well, you didn't say that at the start. No.
Well, you're still wrong, Fabrice, so don't make too much of a fuss about it. The answer is, of course, 3 murders and 1 suicide.
You did say death.
So that's 4 then.
4, yep. Ooh. So point to the All-Stars.
Come on, we're blazing a trail here.
Oh, I know you want to know who, don't you?
Don't let's speak.
Can someone
too
ask
soon
me, tell me who they were?
Who were they? Name
thanks
them all.
Well, Sarah Kay, of course.
Yeah.
DC Olsen. Mm. Joe Brawley. There were the 3 murders. We had a suicide, Rob Breedlove. And then an attempted murder. For bonus point, who?
Hang on a minute.
Doesn't that add up to 5?
What about the cop? What about the cop murder who was shot? The cop was shot.
Attempted murder. Oh, see, the last one's an attempted murder. Annie Brawley.
Oh, yeah, but her brother did. He died.
Joe Brawley.
Yeah.
You had him already.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
fine.
It's so
I can't
4
make it 5.
So Jay Rawls does
take a point. Sorry, Sam, I let you down.
I heard there's a picture round. So
it was less you've won the death round. So
I usually depend on that in a pub quiz. Picture round or a pop music round.
The intro round, right. And producer Matt tells me the scores on the doors are 3 points to the J-Row All-Stars and 2 points so far to Fabrice.
I'm quite impressed that we got
we're
2.
We're there or thereabouts. Yeah.
Coming next, it's our token radio round. Of course it's not token. We did a whole flipping podcast about radio last week. So in fact, it's the very important radio round. Right, teams, fingers on your metaphorical buzzers, listen to this clip and answer the question that follows.
Nick, thanks very much indeed.
Is it not sufficiently a prize to come on the Today programme? I can't imagine why. It's 13 minutes past 7, one of America's most wanted terrorist suspects.
So, my question for you is, who broke new ground on Radio 4's Today?
Michelle Hussein.
Tell me all about Michelle Hussein, Liz.
She was the latest signing as an anchor. They had 5 anchors before, but all 4 men and 1 woman, Sarah Montague. And they've got Michelle, and everyone thinks it's a great idea. And in fact, not long ago, they had an all-woman lineup in the morning on the Today programme, something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime.
And you still haven't, because it's on the radio.
Ah,
sorry,
well, there's a picture.
That was a cheap gag.
And for a bonus question, which other female broadcaster has lifted 5 Live's football coverage this year?
I listen to 5 Live's football coverage. It's quite weak.
Here's a clue. She reads the football results.
Charlotte Green.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I think that's a third of a point each there.
Okay.
But 2/3, because 2 of you are on the J-Row All-Stars team. That's right, yeah. Charlotte Green, of course, formerly of Radio 4, mostly.
Do you remember Marquise Smith read the football results?
Brilliant. You can still watch
so
that
good
on YouTube.
So good.
It's one of the best things ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, on to clip number 2, which is the chap from The Fall reading the foot. No, it's not. No. Let's find out. Right, it's producer Matt. What's happening here? He's coming from the west. I wonder what that was. That sounded like 2 separate hours of the same programme being broadcast over each other, didn't it?
It did, actually. Yeah. I've got no idea what that is. Yeah. I've got to be honest.
Sounded a bit like Bob Harris's Radio 2 show.
That's it.
Shall I keep telling you what the answer is?
Yeah. I read about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is the story, of course, which everyone knows about. Which was when the clocks went back in the autumn, someone labelled 2 separate hours of the Bob Harris show on Radio 2 as 1 o'clock. But, of course, on that particular day, there were 2 1 o'clocks. So they both went out at the same time.
How can that be allowed to happen?
Twenty minutes.
Before
someone realised. Before someone realised what was happening on Radio 2.
This is about Bob Harris.
This is why all radio stations should be run by robots and not humans.
Agreed.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Apart from the DJs and the presenters, surely, Sam. Hmm?
No, the bosses should be robots.
I see. Yeah. Right. Something outside of Dr.
The people labelling the tapes, at the very least.
Right. Right, OK, well, we'll see if that happens next year. One of your predictions for 2014?
Absolutely.
Well, we're talking about radio, so after that not entirely successful round, any favourite radio moments or worst radio moments of 2013? What about you, Liz? Your thoughts on the
wireless? I was going to mention the Today programme and the All the Lineup, because that was great from my point of view. I think that for radio is pretty good, but we've already talked about that one. We do lots of monitoring of how many women are doing things on programmes, and when you're talking about Radio 5 Live, that really is a very bleak area for the girls. There's not many women there, so perhaps for next year I'd like to see more women on Radio 5 Live. Is that a possibility?
We can sort that out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is it right? Well, you've got Victoria Derbyshire and,
Yeah, the presenter rate isn't too bad, but the reporter rate's terrible. I mean, I think in one particular week they had something like, 35 reports and only 2 were from women, something like that. It's really, really poor. And then the phone-ins, it's always blokes ringing in all the time and so on. So they call it Radio Bloke, don't they? I'd like to see that change.
Excellent.
Oh, we've heard about Radio Stoke having fun. Why can't we have Radio Bloke improve?
Radio Bloke, I thought that's who Sam works for, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Surely
there's at least there's a woman on There is a woman on TalkSport these days.
Well done, TalkSport. Yeah.
Bravo to us.
Right, OK, well, it's all to play for, because it's just to challenge producer Matt a bit more. It's 100 points for each of these next questions. So it really is. So it's entirely
quick
redundant
fire round.
What's happened before. It is the quick fire round, you're right.
I see those fingers.
Who are we going to fire?
Yeah. Right, first up, who signed a new three-year deal with ITV reported to be worth £150 million?
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, 100
points.
I didn't buzz.
But
it's fine, it's fine.
Points.
We'll let you have that one. Who may not return as a judge on the US version of X Factor, but maybe back on the panel of the UK edition?
Cheryl.
No, it's over to
Cheryl's
you.
On the UK.
J-Roll Stars.
I don't know.
May not return in the US. Who is on the US panel? Rebecca knows this.
It's Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell.
Yeah, did I say Simon Cowell?
Sorry.
I whispered Simon Cowell.
Excuse me, Matt. I don't think that was
Simon
the point there, was it?
Simon Cowell freak.
No, didn't get that. Oh. And finally, who told interviewer Emily Maitlis in April that he was not actively looking for a wife? No. And then found someone else's.
That's quite a big field, really, isn't it?
Well, the answer is Simon Cowell, of course. I thought that.
Right.
Thought that might.
Right. Twigs, really.
The clues in the questions, but I should have announced that as a Simon Cowell round.
What was Maitlis doing interviewing Cowell anyway?
What was Emily Maitlis doing interviewing Cowell?
Yeah. Well, it's gone mad.
Wasn't it in the Radio Times?
Oh, okay.
Next up, how annoying was the John Lewis advert?
So annoying.
Yeah.
Unlikely lovers, aren't they?
The bear and the rabbit.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It really is quite sick.
Is there anyone that likes it? Even my daughter didn't like it, and she likes things like that. And she loves John Lewis.
But we hang around with a bunch of cynical journalists and broadcasters. So.
Speaking as someone who only knows bastards, I can say that, no one liked it.
Did you see the front page of Private Eye, which showed all the animals,
A massacre.
Eaten up.
A massacre in the forest, it was good.
This is probably, by the sounds of it, your most hated ad of the year. But any favourite or hated ads of 2013, anything we should look back on with...
All of them with those stupid, cover versions of,
ukulele cover version.
By someone sounding like they're a nine-year-old child.
Yeah.
They're all doing
awful.
It.
But it's been going for years now as well. I mean, we thought it was a trend 2 years ago, and it's still going strong now.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that, though.
But you know what? Radio ads have always been the worst type of ads. Like, if you work in an ad agency, then you don't want... If you're being given radio scripts, it's like if you're a minister being sent to Northern Ireland. It's the same sort of thing, right? It's like they're basically saying, we want you out. And yet... Because I work from time to time in commercial radio, I have to listen to a lot of radio ads, and there is some good ones. There's one at the moment that is advertising this triathlon where you don't drink in general, which, as much as it's a cause that I find disgusting, it's an idea that I find disgusting. It's for a great charity. I don't know what that is, but it's probably a great charity. But it's very funny.
All charities are great.
Because it's a spoof of an American newscaster doing a report from a traditional English boozer and making a point that it's any excuse for a drink across the pond. And she goes around asking all of the drinkers what the occasion is. And all of them just got very amusing reasons for why they're drinking. Like, one bloke goes, it's because Terry just managed to peel a Satsuma in one go. And
Trip
so on
around.
And so forth. So that was very good.
I don't like the M&S adverts. And they're just, that food porn thing they do now. I mean, so now it's another Christmas thing, but they're focusing on a very nice Christmas pudding. And
varnished.
And turkey.
Sausages.
And I don't know, it's just...
I've mentioned this on Media Talk before, but M&S sent out an invitation to a screening of their Christmas advert.
No.
Not that one where there's a camera going across the table. But
exactly.
It looks
one long shot.
I'm not being funny. When I first saw it, I assumed it was going to be for like Morrison's or something.
Yeah.
Right, it was like the food cinematography was substandard.
Below par.
And that's one thing I will not stand for.
I've got one I hate, and that's the Specsavers one with the old couple. You know, they're walking along and they sit down and they open their sandwiches and they turn out that they're on a huge roller coaster ride. They go around and then they come back and then he says that they were some cheese sandwiches. And at first I thought this is funny, and then I thought, it's about old people who can't see properly, and I'm an old person now. I really don't like
you aren't, by the way.
Oh thanks. That's all I said it for. No, really. I don't like that Specsavers ad.
Okay, next up is the Harry Potter round, talking of specs. It's so cool because it's all about platforms, this round. And Harry Potter had a famous... Do you have famous platform at King's Cross?
And we are in King's Cross.
Yeah, right. Yes, stick with me. So this year saw the rise and rise of on-demand streaming services like Netflix, it says here. But which series got more viewers, House of Cards or Season 4 of Arrested Development or Breaking Bad?
House of Cards, I would say.
Yeah, I would.
Team J-Ro All-Stars.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Well, it's a trick question because Netflix never released viewing figures.
No, but they have said...
There's a revolt, producer Matt.
They have said which their most watched show was.
Really?
Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really? That's good. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
So but that's the only thing they've said, that that was their most watched.
If I had included that in the question,
I think that would have been relevant.
And I was going to ask you about which TV platforms you have at home, but producer Matt's crossed that out, so I don't think anything was very interesting. Anyone got Blinkbox?
No.
Didn't think so.
Never even heard of it.
Right, next up, this is the... It says media PR. Right, next, they're probably not clients, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Netflix all the way.
Well, now. Channel 5.
if we proceeded on that basis, I definitely wouldn't be doing this media talk.
Next up is the mystery voice round. Who am I? Oh, no, no. Who's this? Who's this, and what's he talking about?
We all want to say this. There are people in the room we don't admire. There are people in the room we don't think should have won. There is stuff that we know has been pushed through because of finance. And Channel 4 feeling like the little brother compared to BBC. But tonight is about Paul.
Right, so who was that? Where was he? What's going on?
Are we allowed to buzz in? I mean, how's this work?
Carry on, wherever you like.
Well, Johnny Vegas. I don't know what he was
talking about. Comedy Awards?
It was the British Comedy Awards, yeah. He wasn't accepting an award, he was presenting one to Paul Whitehouse. But that was what we need more of in television award shows. Because I went to the BAFTAs this year, not only did it feel like they gave the wrong shows the awards, it was all kind of flat and predictable and staid. But, you know, more Vegas, this is what we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not Las Vegas.
That's not really a question, that's like a
more
statement.
More funny though. Moments, so it's always an entertaining stuff. Excuse
me. And finally, it's time for the user-generated content round, or Citizen Quizmaster round. Call it what you will. This is basically where I've asked each of you to bring in a fiendishly, but not too difficult, question for your fellow contestants, or actually for the opposing team. So, this is high-concept stuff, but let's stick with it. So, I'm going to start with a question from the JRO All-Stars for Febreze.
Okay, I was going to ask. Sorry, Sam. I know you've moved on. You probably don't want to talk about Heat and your former life.
I've got a copy of it in my bag.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know from Heat's perspective, Mail Online, how much do Heat magazine hate Mail Online? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they love it. That's where they get their stories from.
Good answer. Very good answer.
First thing you do in the morning is log on to that. Mm. Then you have a news meeting.
So, James, that was a question, but it wasn't necessarily a quiz question.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but that's fine.
So we definitely get a point.
Email. Yeah, well, they got a point.
the answer was factually correct.
Oh, it's all right. Quiz.
John, when you sent the email around, I also thought you meant, is there anything you want to know?
It's called the Quizmas.
What did you have for breakfast?
What are you doing on Thursday night, Rebecca? What are you doing next Wednesday, Rebecca? Oh, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas Day.
Oh, well, let's see.
Well, we've all got to know each other a bit better.
Let's see if Febreze have come up with a quiz question. I know it was, you know, ambiguous, my request, inviting you to a quiz.
Where will it all end?
Room 101.
2033, apparently. That's what I read that the other day.
That's when the media dies or the planet comes to an end?
The planet. Okay. Sorry.
Is that right, Sam? Is that correct?
This is what I've read.
Are you giving them the point?
It was more like, where will the media end? But I suppose when the world ends, so too will the media. Exactly. It's not like a cockroach. It can't continue forever without a planet to sustain it. So, a point to them.
Well, as an oldie mocked on Specsavers, I might be dead anyway. So, there you go.
Well, on that cheerful note, I'll turn to you.
No more mulled wine. No more mulled wine. I didn't realise you were that kind of a drunk.
Liz, have you got a question? It's not Willie come to my funeral, hopefully. Have you got a quiz question of some sort?
Can you name the members of the BBC executive board?
Heck,
Alan Yentob.
Yentob. I think weirdly, because of the unique way in which the BBC is funded, and Alan Yentob specifically is funded, he actually occupies three different chairs on the same executive committee of the BBC.
He's got a settee,
he's making a documentary about his own role on the executive board of the BBC, 6-part series, BBC Two.
Right, and my final. I think this is where this user generated thing has worked really well. Rebecca, have you got a question that I gave you earlier?
Yeah, John did definitely not give me this question earlier.
It's a question for JRO All Stars.
Who came second in this year's X Factor? Great question, John.
That was Scottish guy, wasn't it? The Scottish kid, whose name is Nicholas Muck.
Nicholas will do. Is that right?
I don't know his last name. Yeah.
Great.
Nicholas.
He is Nicholas and he is of Scotland.
So it wasn't your question and you don't know the answer to it. Worst quizmaster ever.
So, that's the end of the quiz.
I think it might be a bit close.
And I can tell you that the winners are producer Matt, whisper in my ear, Sweet Nothings. J-Ro All-Stars, a 9 1/3. Yeah, and Fabrice, 7 1/3.
Whoa!
What happened to 100 points?
So by 2 points. I think he
we can be gracious.
The goalposts have been changed incessantly throughout this shambles of a show.
On that bombshell. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming. And any Christmas and New Year message for all our listeners?
Stay gold. That's what I'd say.
Stay gold, yeah. Says Sam.
I'd just like to say hello to Alan Yentob.
Yeah. He's been an unusual presence on this podcast. It wasn't actually part of any questions.
Hello and welcome to the Alan Yentob Hour.
Did you see him this
week? In association with The Guardian.
You didn't bump into him this week, did you?
No, actually I met him this week.
I didn't.
He's got a massive telly.
Yeah, can you imagine how big his telly is? He's got a special telly constructed bespoke. It's 1,000 feet
it
wide.
They got Jonathan Ives to design it.
I just wanted to know if comedy was a defence when it came to libel. I hope so.
If it is, we're screwed. Even if it is, we're still screwed. Yeah.
Because we're not funny.
Because we're not funny.
Right, well, on that.
Come on, Yentob.
My thanks.
Your best shot.
Come on, Yentob, get round
here now. I've been sued by better than you.
I'm not sued by Johnny Vaughan.
We might tweak the end.
Johnny Vaughan sued me. I just remember. Sorry, that's not very interesting. But,
did he?
He did, yeah.
That's a better name drop than any of my name drops.
Yeah. No, I don't give you. I saw Tony Blair this week. There you go.
Take
your name drop and I'll.
I was there too.
Were you?
Wednesday night,
you
fundraiser.
Were there. You were at the fundraiser.
I was there, yeah.
I'm sick of this.
Oh, it's star-studded.
Star-studded.
I could have been sitting here dropping all those names from that fundraiser,
it,
but I'm not like that.
You've absolutely humiliated me.
You're raising money for TalkSport.
The new Labour, A-list, the tellies they've got, if I went into that, blimey, you'd have a whole supplement out of it.
Careful, I'm married to one of them, and I can confirm that there's
a scurrilous.
I've got a really big telly.
You're married to Ed Balls. Hang on,
Tony Blair.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Could be some editing going on here. Right, so from my guests, they are Sam Delaney, Rebecca Nicholson, Liz Howell, James Robinson, and of course from producer Matt Hill and me, John Plunkett, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yay. For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.
Support for this Guardian podcast comes from Squarespace, providing creative tools that help you bring your ideas to life. Squarespace offers free domain names, customizable designs, drag-and-drop tools, and 24/7 support. Squarespace also offers seamless e-commerce solutions for you or your small business. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website, so your content will look brilliant on any device. Start your free trial today, no credit card required. As a Guardian podcast listener, you'll get 10% off your new account by using the offer code GUARDIAN.